The laws of Brit Milah, one of the main parts of the ceremony is Kriyat Shem, very significant, the naming of a baby. Hacham Yaakov Elel, in his printing of Makshirei Milah, at the end of it, he wrote his own kuntras on some of the practices of Brit Milah. It's called Ateret Shalom. So over there on Daf Chavet, he says from the Ben Wa'ari in Shar Gilgulim, and he quotes, "V'nimsa ki kasher nolad ha'adam v'koreim lo aviv v'imo shem echad ha'ole b'da'atam," and the parents, you know, choose a name that comes to their mind, "eno be'akrai o be'hezdamen," don't think that that's arbitrary or coincidental. "Ki'im HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masim B'fihem HaShem Ahu HaMukhrach El HaNeshama Ha'i." HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts that name in their mind because that's the name that belongs to that Neshama. "Kemo She'ne'emar HaPasuk Asher Sam Shamot Ba'aretz Atik LeShamot El HaShemot Kefi Makom HaEver She'be'Adam Ma'Elyon Asher Memenu Chusav." "V'Hashem Hazeh Nirsham Lemala B'Kisei HaKavod Kanoda," and therefore they quote the Mefarshim as well, that from the Zohar HaKadosh in Parashat Lech Lecha, the pasuk says Noach Noach Ele Toledot Noach Noach. They say that everybody has two names: the name that they call him in the Shamayim Noach, and the name that they give him on Earth, which also has to match the name that belongs to him in the Shamayim. Based on this, he quotes from the Chesed Avraham Azulai, and I'm quoting from the Sefer, "V'lezeh kol od sheyesh lo achizah be'orla v'tum'ah be'adam," that as long as the child has the orla, he has the foreskin that was not removed, so he has tum'ah, "i'efshar sheyachul alav neshama." The neshama cannot go into the child yet. He can't give him a Yisrael name yet because he still has the tum'ah. They only give the child the name after the brit milah. Once the tum'ah left, as v'day tachol alav, so the neshama and the neshama can go in. Rotsi lama neshama shel nefesh. And he says in a sefer called Kisei Eliyahu Navi, this was a sefer that was written on all different things that have to do with Eliyahu Navi, by a rabbi called Rabbi Margaliot. It's called Kisei Eliyahu Navi. So he says, "Va'al pize yivuar ma she'omnim yikare shemo b'Yisrael." At the Brit Milah, when we name the baby, we say yikare shemo b'Yisrael, because now he becomes Yisrael. Before, when he has the Orla on, he has Tum'ah. And therefore, you cannot call him B'Shem Yisrael. The Milah gives him a new Neshama, and now he becomes Ra'ui for a name. So based on this, it answers a big question. One of the rabbis asked yesterday at a Brit Milah that we attended, he said, "I heard you're learning the laws of Brit Milah. What would be the law if a child, God forbid, cannot be circumcised on time, either because he's premature or because yellow or different reasons why, and you have to delay the Brit Milah? Should you call the child the name before the Brit Milah, at least so you could pray for the child, to give the child a name so at least you can make tefillah for?" So this question was asked by a rabbi called the Aznet Beru in Perek Yud Gimal, in Siman Ayin Gimal over there, and he wants to say a chidush. He wants to say that if it's a preemie, meaning the kid was born in the 8th month, even though he has Orla, it's not called Orla yet, because it's not even considered a child yet. That child is considered Hatikat Basar. So it doesn't have a shem yet of an Orla, and therefore, since he doesn't have a shem of Orla, he can give him a name, because it's not to pray for. And he quotes different tzaddikim that would give the name before. However, based on what we're learning now from the Mekubalim, that it seems that nonetheless, Al pi asod, the neshama does not come in until the brit milah, and that's the time that the name should be given, and that's what's written also in the sefer Ota Berit that brings the same thing. Acham Yitzchak in the Yalkut and Sova Semahot brings yesh omnim shebeofen shedohem et hamilah en na'akev et kriyat Hashem v'yikru lo shem miyad v'yesh omnim she'al pi asod en nikrot shem ahar hamilah ela yomru hatinok ben plonit. And that's really the custom. God forbid if somebody is a child is sick, we call him Tinok. And we pray for that child, Tinok ben Plonit, in order that he should have a refuah shelema. But it just goes to show you that the naming of the baby is very significant. It's a moment where the father gets like a moment of Ruach HaKodesh. And therefore thought should be put in that they should choose proper names. And not names that are, stam chas v'shalom, that can cause. And one should really discuss with a competent rabbi, especially when they want to add names and change people's names. You're changing the shodesh of the neshama, so it's not so pashut just to add a name to somebody or change a name to somebody. People think that this is something that's, you go up to open the sefer Torah and you make a prayer and you change a person's name. You're doing a surgery on his soul. You're changing his neshama. It has to be done with hachamim to know exactly if a name change is necessary, and then which name should be added to the person.